got the hay fever.
You sound okay. You all right?
Yeah, it's mostly in my eyes. It's one of those weird things. Like, never had a problem when I was younger. Like, I wasn't allergic to bees, didn't get hay fever, none of that jazz, you know. But now, I do. What happened?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's okay. How are you?
Alright.
Alright.
Sorry.
Well, welcome to week 658 of the Crankcast.
Hello!
Cool. So, yeah.
Cool.
I was reading an article while I was killing time earlier, and apparently there's a Hawaiian dish that's all the rage in America now. Well, on the continent, I should say.
What is that?
Something called poke?
Pokey.
Yeah, except they've substituted raw fish for smoked fish so they could put it in vending machines.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Trying to defeat its purpose.
Does it? I don't know. It kind of sounded like a salad with raw fish. Is that what it is? I'm not sure.
I mean, not really.
Oh.
It's in Hawaii, it's just that, like, convenience stores and grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a low food.
Okay.
But for some reason, it became kind of, like, elevated here. Fancy. Like, it's kind of ugly when you get it there. It's like a bunch of fish and, like, onions and sauce all over it. It's spicy.
Huh.
And here, it's, like, all pretty. But usually it's just like a little bit of rice in a bowl, and then like you throw that on top.
Yeah, apparently some company called called Acme actually. they have some sort of like a fish processing formula or whatever where they smoke it and cube it, and then is it tuna? Like traditionally, is it tuna, or is it?
No, I mean it could be anything.
Oh, okay. Well, the vending machine version of it uses tuna, and I guess it can be, like, kept fresh. I'm quoting, making air quotes here. It can be kept fresh for, like, 30 days or something like that, so they figured, hey, let's get it in vending machines. So,
yeah. Smoked fish is good. It's just a very different taste than the other.
Huh. I wish I liked fish. That would sort of open up my culinary horizons, I guess. Never could quite get down with a fish.
Yeah, I understand.
Although when I was a kid, I used to eat a lot of Gorton's fish sticks and stuff.
Same here, man.
But that's hardly fish, really.
it is fish.
Yeah, I mean. It is, but it's like, it's nowhere near like when you smell somebody cooking up like a fresh, you know,
no
side of tuna or something, you know, like
a side of tuna.
Well, they have sides, don't they?
Mm.
I don't know.
White cod or something, right?
Yeah, I think it's cod.
Probably.
It's the same thing that's in when they do fish and chips.
Just like a big flaky fish.
A big flaky fish.
And I used to really enjoy Long John Silver's, but again, that's heavily soaked in grease and fried. And
you were mostly interested in the
processed.
Yeah.
I guess.
You want that Crispies?
There, it's called Cracklin'.
Yeah.
Well, it's called Crispies around here, but yeah. I was always surprised they never started packaging those up and selling them separate.
They do. Do you can ask for it.
Well, yeah, I know you can ask for extra, or you can ask for like, you know, and they'll give it to you in like a little, tiny little like takeout container or whatever. But like, I was always surprised they just never put it on the menu, like 50 cents for a thing of Cracklin's or something. Yeah. Like,
This is 50 cents for a thing of Cracklin's.
Yeah, or something, you know, like, get your Crispies here. I use them for topping on some dishes when I have them handy.
When you have them handy?
Sometimes I save them.
Have you ever had them handy?
Sometimes I save them and I freeze them. And then I pull them out later and I use them as toppings on stuff.
Fascinating, Captain.
When I have a dish that, you know, would benefit from having the crunchy part. You know. Because, I mean, they're basically salty, greasy, crunchy things, right? You know what I mean? Like,
salty, greasy, crunchy things!
With maybe a slight seafood flavoring to them or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've been in a fry vat with seafood all day, so I guess it would.
Right. I still like Long John's chicken. Their battered chicken.
I mean, any battered chicken is good chicken, right? That's why it's terrible for you.
Yeah, of course. I like Long John's because it's different from getting, like, just regular fried chicken sometimes, you know? Like, different texture, different flavor and stuff. Although I haven't had that in a long time, so.
Nope.
Food.
I'm down with your sickness.
Food is good. Oh, and Hush Puppies, man. I love Hush Puppies.
You can't really eat Hush Puppies anymore.
Yeah, I guess not. That's a shame, man.
Yeah, it is a shame.
They're sort of a comfort food.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
But, yeah, so. What's new?
No, nothing. Just real busy.
Okay.
Been working like a weirdo.
All right.
Had to take a few days off to go to Arkansas.
What was in Arkansas?
Arkansas.
My cousin Kelly's wedding.
Oh. How was that?
Hot, but nice. It was short.
Are you saying your cousin Kelly's hot?
No, I am not saying that.
Sound like you were saying that. I think you were saying that.
Okay, you can do that.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, it was hot.
It was hot, and then I mean there wasn't much to say about it. Yeah. 10 hours away by car. Well, 11 hours.
Wow. Did you guys drive or fly?
We had to drive because it was like a $600 plane ticket.
Oh.
I wasn't going to do that for, I mean, she's my family and all, but
right. I'm not
paying $600 to go do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a wedding. It's not like it's the only one she's ever going to have. Yeah.
Well, it's already her second one, so...
I'm sorry, I was making a joke. I didn't know it was true. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe you should shut up then.
Maybe I should. I should probably watch what I say sometimes. Are you a person that can do work in the car? Like, can you draw in the car while it's moving?
No. And in fact, I've just given up. Like, some people will take the... Like, I'll do it in a hotel room kind of thing. And I just never get in the right headspace to do it. I did take my clipboard with my layouts. I can do those.
Once Law and Order's on, it's hard to do much else.
Law and Order was on.
Huh.
It was an episode where a guy was trying to use the insanity defense to get out of a hate crime.
Okay.
Stating that racism is a mental disorder. And Sam Waterston was not having any of it.
Dunk, dunk. Wait, is that Law and Order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
We watched it in lovely Paragould, Arkansas.
Paragould?
Yeah, that's where we stayed on the way there.
Huh.
Because it took too long.
Oh, that was where the where you took the pictures of the t-shirts and the stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I also saw... Stuff.
I did only... I was telling Sean, I did only count two Confederate flags this time. Last time, there were a lot more.
Was Arkansas even around during the battle between the states?
Yeah.
It was just a territory or something, wasn't it?
It was getting there.
Like, why would they have... I shouldn't surprise me. I mean, Confederate flags show up in, like, California and shit, you know, so... Yeah. Like they had anything to do with it. But... I also saw you had I saw a picture of you with sparklers in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's dangerous with as much beard as you have.
Yeah, I didn't think about that when I did it. I had been drinking quite a bit.
Hmm. Which people do at hot weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I felt so sick the next day. I felt pretty bad.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I'm trying to get a lot of stuff done, and so I'm kind of in lockdown stress mode right now.
Gotcha.
It's not going to be easy because I have to leave town for a bit of time next week for MegaCon.
Right on. Well, nobody said pimping was easy, Mike.
They didn't. They said it was hard.
Right. Well, they said it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
Yeah.
I don't know why everything is due in May for some reason.
Weird timing things seem to crop up. Like, a lot of books I work on, the editors seem to want them on Monday.
This Monday?
No, not all of them this Monday. I mean, in general, like they seem to want them.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. People want stuff on Monday,
and I'm like, you know, by telling me you want this on Monday, you really mean you either want it Friday or I have to work through the weekend, right? Like,
well, you can't even get mad about the working through the weekend thing now. Everybody expects that.
I'm just saying, though. You know, it's like. I mean, that is essentially what you're telling me when you say, I want this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, so I try to schedule things so I can get them done on Friday or, you know, whatever. Because I'm trying my best to take weekends off now just to give my arm a rest.
Well, I had been doing that, and, I mean, this is all my fault.
Oh, well, yeah, you're kind of stuck in a position right now.
But, I like doing stuff on weekends. I've been, you know, playing games and stuff like that. And I will be in Florida. It won't be miserable. It's just that I've got a lot of stuff to do. So it won't be easy to be in the fun zone.
It could be pretty miserable this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be inside most of it.
All right, then. Florida does know its air conditioners.
Well, that's the good thing about the South.
Yep.
One part of the South where they're not stuck in the old days.
Nope. Their refrigeration is top line, man.
Yeah. That's, well, yeah, it's a secret of survival.
Yeah. We change the environment to suit us, by God.
Mm-hmm.
Sure sign of higher intelligence. Well, yeah.
Hey, not to get into the terrible movies, like, right from the beginning.
Oh, well, whatever.
But I was watching this last night, and it seemed like something that you probably have seen or told me about. Have you seen a movie called Out There?
I've had it sitting in my queue for a long time.
With Billy Campbell in it?
And then you mentioned it last night, so I decided to finally watch it. So, yes, I have seen it.
It's really weird, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
And it's not bad either. It's like interesting weird.
And it's almost I didn't look anything up on it, so I don't know this one way or the other, but I almost got the feeling that it was like supposed to be episodic sort of or like a.
Well, when I looked it up on IMDb, it's a TV movie, but it's got nudity and cursing in it. So,
I mean, it could have still been like a non-network, like a cable TV movie maybe.
Oh, like on it does say Showtime at the beginning.
Did it? Yeah.
You're right, now that you say that. It's for show. It was a Showtime movie.
Yeah, it had that vibe like did you ever see like Cast a Deadly Spell or something like that? Like,
yeah.
One of those weird...
It was almost like a funny Twin Peaks.
It's one of those weird things. It's not slick and shiny.
Yeah.
But it's still like... Yeah, it is interestingly weird.
Yeah.
Because you're never quite sure what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
And it does have that kind of tongue-in-cheeky thing going for it. Yeah.
Not kind of.
Oh, yeah. It does have a tongue-in-cheeky thing going for it. But, yeah, it's offbeat, I guess.
Yeah, everything that came out then was wanting to be Twin Peaks, I think, anyway, but it really...
This was early 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like, her weird obsession with Richard Nixon.
Well, yeah, and the accordion thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all very... Well, yeah, you're right. It's very period. Like, very early 90s kind of... It's that early 90s wacky kind of thing. Or what passed for wacky, I guess. And the... But yeah, it was kind of a... I mean, it was a fun watch. It's enjoyable.
I haven't finished it.
Well, good. I'm glad I refrained from talking about...
Working while drawing. Yeah. I got to the part with the accordion, and then I turned it off.
Oh, okay. So, did they meet... Did they meet Julie Brown at that point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Julie Brown's in it already.
Because she does that thing where she messes with the neighbor's TV and puts on a polka channel or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Accordion music is a theme throughout the movie.
And it had pretty broadcast of people whose names you'd recognize.
There's a lot of people in it.
Like, definitely people who you'd recognize, you know?
It was really weird.
And I couldn't figure out... Because June Lockhart was in it.
Yep.
And they...
Stephanie Powers is in it.
When somebody was trying to describe June Lockhart's character to direct our leads to find them, they described them as being like that person who played the mother in a family who was lost in space.
Yeah.
Like, but the character wasn't June Lockhart. Like,
right. You know? It's really weird.
I was trying to figure that one out. Like, well, why didn't they? Okay, whatever. But yeah. I think you'll like it by the time it gets to the end. I mean, it.
Oh, I like it now. It's just it's a really weird movie.
Well, I'm saying like it doesn't end badly. Or anything. Okay. Just. Yeah. What did you think of Ghost Rider?
I like Ghost Rider too. It was dumb, but I didn't. When it's starring the Lander sisters, I'm expecting it to be stupid.
That was that one I was talking about a while ago when I was saying I had seen a movie with the Barbarian brothers, but they were playing like dumb chauffeurs or whatever.
Yeah, at first I thought they were dubbing their voices, but it was just them lowering their voices to sound dumber.
Yeah, it was Oh yeah, and of course I had Jeff Conaway in it. I think that's the reason I watched it because that was just
a movie for Jeff Conaway.
That was just a couple of months ago when he died, right?
No, Jeff Conaway's been dead for a little while.
Has he?
Yeah.
For some reason, he popped up in my radar then a couple of months ago, and that's why I watched that movie.
Sometimes they come up like that. Sometimes you see old things that come up.
Huh. But yeah, anyway, but he was the reason I even knew what that movie was, so I decided to watch it.
What a weird reason to watch a movie. Jeff Conaway?
It's Conaway. There's an A in there you're missing.
I'm sorry. I'm sure he pronounced it right, too, this slurring weirdo.
Conaway. But that was another weird...
You're skipping over the fact that it has a Travolta in it.
Was there a Travolta in it?
Yeah, the guy with the ponytail who was watching the house.
That's a Travolta?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I guess I was too locked up in the ghost Marilyn Monroe-esque person.
That's Audrey, isn't it?
I never remember.
I get them mixed up. It's Audrey and June Landers, I think.
The one that played the ghost is the one I remember seeing the most.
Yeah, because she was in all of the TNA movies.
She was in some sitcoms, too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I seem to remember her from television.
They both were on television.
Yeah. They've actually made several movies together.
Is she... Are they still alive?
I think as far as I know, yeah.
How come you never see them anymore?
I don't know.
That's weird, right?
They made some movie not that long ago that was like Circus Island or something like that.
Oh, that came up. I thought about looking at that, but... I sound like an old lady now. Instead of watching it, I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at my programs.
That's what Julie's mom calls it, looking at TV.
Well, I guess you are just sort of looking at it. It's not like you're...
Yeah, you are technically looking at the TV.
You're not really participating in it or anything. It's just sort of there. It's on. You're looking at it.
It's like the difference between being named something and being called something.
Ah.
The British and the American version.
I guess there is a distinction there, right? I mean, you can be called something that's not your name.
Yep.
So.
That's what the Brits say, though. They say you're called.
Well, I mean, I've heard it here, too. Like, what do I call you?
Who? What American says you're called instead of you're named?
Maybe it's just in books.
American says that. No American says that.
No American.
No Americans.
No Americans say that.
No Americans say that. That's who.
Yeah. What do you call it, Mike?
What am I called?
And then
I
immediately say your name, which kind of doesn't really help. Okay. We should bring we should make that a thing here.
What?
Asking people what they're called.
Yeah. Here's a funny thing. You know how this is a thing that, speaking of this.
Okay.
How, you know, every time I see an actor from another country doing an American accent and I just call it out, and that's where this whole no American was born thing, mm-hmm. You know? It's not because I'm a raging xenophobe.
I mean, you are, but that's beside the point.
But the other day, for some reason, all these years, I thought Michael Shannon was from England. And he's not. He's from here.
Wait, who's Michael Shannon?
He's that weird stone-faced guy that's in every movie. He's got a big square face with it's nothing but wrinkles and... His eyes are too far apart. He looks like a frogman.
Looking him up. Hold on. Oh, yeah, sure. Gotcha.
But he's from Kentucky. I thought he was... His voice is just so weird. I thought he was from another country.
Huh. So you think he, like, made up that voice?
Well, if you listen to him talk, it's like he talks really... Not robotic. But it sounds like a made-up accent.
Hmm. Who's this?
Michael Shannon. I had a reverse no-American with him.
It was a false flag no-American.
But no, I mean, it's like that kind of mistake where it's just like, well, you should just not listen to anything I say.
You're allowed to be wrong, Mike. Being wrong is not disastrous. Well, I mean, in this case, it's not disastrous. Unless you were calling for a lynching of all new Americans and he accidentally got, you know, fell into
Look,
that.
Stop trying to turn me into some kind of hate person.
I'm not. I just think you're wildly xenophobic.
I'm not xenophobic.
It's because grandfather clocks come from another country, isn't it?
See, now you're going into another dumb place.
Well, it just proves how silly it is, right?
Shut up.
Your face.
Nobody likes you.
Oh, that's just hurtful.
Sean likes you.
Just as mama.
What's his thing with the mamas today?
I don't know. I didn't say it. He did.
Not the mama.
I'm right about Michael Shannon's eyes being too far apart, though, right?
On his face, I'm not sure.
What do you mean? That's the only way to judge it.
I mean, I think his eyes might be too far apart on other people's face, but he's got that weird lantern jaw. You know?
That's not even... It's not applicable. You're not going to put his eyes on somebody else's face.
You don't know
that. I'm talking about on his face.
Eyes of a stranger.
For me?
What?
His face looks too symmetrical.
Really? I don't think so, because I said a long time ago that he looks like a Jack Kirby drawing.
But look at this.
His face is all kinds of messed up.
So look at this photo.
I'm looking at it.
If you went like this and just photoshopped it, I feel like it'd be the same on both sides.
I think he's got that, you know, that that Jimmy Fallon eyes too far apart thing.
I don't know if his eyes are too wide far apart. I think he's slightly wall-eyed.
Oh yeah, he definitely is.
But wait, I thought symmetry was supposed to be an indication of like what people trigger as beautiful. So like, why don't people find him beautiful? Or do people find him?
Alien though. On him.
Maybe people do find him beautiful. I don't know.
Some people do.
If you want a good picture though, check out him at Cannes this year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's rocking some long hair and a mustache now.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's where I saw him. I saw him on TV and he had that hair.
This like this though?
Uh-huh. That's how he looked. Well, actually, it was longer than that.
Huh. Okay, then. That's a thing. Besides Out There, last night I watched a movie called The Singing Detective. It was
heard of that.
Early 2000s, what's his name?
I thought that was a TV show.
It was a TV show in the 80s, but then they remade it as a movie in the 2000s. It was a British TV show in the 80s, I guess. It's, Tony Stark, the actor.
I can't... Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes, he's in it. Here, he's the lead.
Really?
And it's this weird... I don't know if it's good. I'm confused by it. It was this weird movie. This guy's... He's a writer. And he's in the hospital with this, like, weird... Not weird. This extreme form of psoriasis that causes arthritis.
That is extreme.
So it's... His skin's all... really messed up, and there's like lots of lesions all over his body. I thought he was a burn victim when I first saw him, and that's why I had to go look it up and found out it was a TV show, is because I was trying to figure out what was wrong with him because I didn't catch it at the beginning. So he looks like he's a burn victim, and the arthritis is basically has turned like his hands into claws, and he can't like stand up by himself or anything, you know, because his body's just all rigid and locked up.
Do you know who it's directed by?
Say what?
Do you know who it's directed by?
I don't remember.
Keith Gordon.
Okay.
Who's that?
The actor, Keith Gordon.
Who's Keith Gordon?
From, like, Christine.
Oh, the little guy?
Right, yeah.
Oh, the guy from Back to School?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know his name was Keith Gordon.
Huh. But, and so the movie takes place, there's a fictional... thing going on, like he's kind of hallucinating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's based around this book that he wrote that was set in the 50s.
Okay.
And then there's the what's happening in the main timeline, which is him in the hospital and people trying, like the doctors trying to help him and stuff. And then there's flashbacks to his childhood, and they all kind of progress, you know, at the same time. And then somehow it gets all weird and blended together by the end of it. And it gets, I wasn't clear on what the ending meant. So I don't know.
I remember really liking it. The TV show is really good too.
It sounded like the TV show was different from what this movie was when I read the description of it, but I had never heard of it before I, you know, it popped into my queue. But I think Downey was really good in it, and they had a good cast, but it was one of those movies where I guess I couldn't figure it out. So I guess I can't say it was a bad movie. I just couldn't figure it out. It was sort of strange. So I had a strange movie night last night.
It's got a good cast. Adrian Brody, Katie Holmes, Gibson, Carla Gugino.
Yep. Yep.
Robin Wright.
Yep. So. Pardon me. Sorry. Hay fever. It's giving me the congestions.
Hey, fever.
Hey, fever. So, but yeah, weird movies abound. Weird movies abound. And, hey, catch me up, because I haven't actually felt like going to go digging and reading everything, but what's going on with Twitter this week? Because there's a lot of people that are making real oblique references to stuff, but they all seem to be talking about the same thing.
I don't know what you're talking about then.
Was there like a new Comic Gate flare-up or something?
Yeah, sort of, I think.
Nothing really new.
Nothing new.
Kind of blew up.
The guy that started all that, big surprise, wants to make comics.
Okay.
And he's been working on one, and he got some assholes to help him work on it.
Okay.
And then he Indiegogo'd it, and it made some money. And made a lot of money. And a bunch of comic stores said they weren't going to carry it.
Wait, but you forgot the part that Antarctic Press said they would publish it.
Oh, yeah, Antarctic Press was going to publish it, and then they realized this isn't a good idea, and they said we're not publishing it. And so now they're screaming censorship and freedom of speech and all this crap. And
which they must not know exactly what those words mean, because they don't apply.
They don't know anything. They don't know any of this stuff. Like, and the guys they're threatening to, like, the guys said they're going to call the Trade Commission, the Federal Trade Commission over it.
What are they going to do about it?
Nothing. They're not going to do nothing. They're not even going to call them.
The FTC wouldn't even have a...
So dumb.
A store that was very prominently said that they wouldn't carry it got vandalized.
Yeah, now they're vandalizing stores.
Well, and they started going after stores online and their employees and doxing people.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Actually, I don't know if it's really doxing. They're just doing like phone doxing. Whatever.
What do they... Okay, I mean, you know, at least with hooligans that are just up to trouble and want to, like, destroy things for the sake of destroying things, you can understand their motive. What the hell do these people think they're going to get out of this?
It's literally, I can't get what I want, so I'm burning it all down.
It's like no one's stopping them from getting this comic.
I don't get that, because it's like you made $200,000. Why do you want somebody to publish it anyway? If that happened to Ryan Brown, he'd be dancing all. He wouldn't be coming into work anymore.
Yeah, it's validation. It's, you know.
But that's exactly what it is. They want they want their comics in the comic store for you, so they can say, "Hey, look, we got to have a comic in the comic store. Big deal. Doesn't mean anybody's gonna buy it."
Also, I'm betting...
Shit, that's my life right there.
That's all of our lives. I just don't understand. Yeah, it's also a weird thing. How many of these people actually go to comic stores?
None of them.
Yeah, very few.
Well, apparently some of them go
to comic
stores.
That's why they have to have a hashtag proving that they buy comics.
Apparently some of them go to comic stores so they can vandalize them.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's no proof that that was related. It could have been... But, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things, like... It's sort of strange.
Coincidental, isn't it? Or what was that old thing? A coincidence? I think not. I don't know. It's like, if your end game is to change things, that certainly isn't the way to do it. You know?
But I mean, it's also a thing where it's the whole Trump thing. It's like you need the constant enemy to validate your brand, right? Like you need somebody to fight you so that you can be like, I'm the champion. Look at this asshole. He's your enemy, and you define yourself by who you hate. So, you know, if these guys don't have someone to fight, they have no reason to keep making YouTube videos and yelling and getting people to buy their shit. It's you know, it's the Alex Jones and the Trump, all those guys use the same technique. You know, it's like lacking the ability to make something compelling, you're better off making something that makes people tribal and angry.
What are they getting so angry about? Like, and I know what they're getting angry about. I'm just saying, like, I don't get it. That's it. That's just it. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand exactly how somebody can get that pissed off at something that doesn't really affect them.
Because there's money to be made.
But there's
he's pissed because there's money to be made.
Well, that's his motivation. What the hell's all the supporters' motivation? You know. They're not making any money. They're spending money.
No, but they
impotent rage.
They're not. They're used to having everything for them, and now there's a hint that something's not for them, and they don't like it because for the first time in their lives, somebody made something that wasn't exclusively for them. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, even at that, in the realm of comics, though, there are plenty of comics that were never for everybody.
Yeah,
to begin with.
That's totally true. But it doesn't matter.
I mean, if you're a diehard superhero person, you know, a comic book about a samurai rabbit is not for you. You know.
Yeah, but that didn't offend them because it wasn't explicitly stated that it's not for them. You know? I mean, it's just basically it comes down to Marvel doing things they don't like. It's really nothing else. It really comes down to Marvel.
Yeah, and it's Marvel, too. It's not. It's like they're really mad at Marvel.
So how does Mark Waid come in all this?
Huh?
How does Mark Waid come in all this? I kept seeing his name thrown around.
Because they don't like him because he's told them he doesn't like them.
Well, good for him.
And he called Antarctic Press.
Yeah, he reached out to Ben.
Yeah, he called them and said, basically, hey, this ain't a good idea. You should check this guy out. And
try vetting this dude a little more.
And now they're saying that Mark Waid secretly controls the comic book industry.
Okay.
And he has an army that bullied Joe Dunn into not carrying a book with a character in it who I'm surprised isn't named Spearchucker, because she's an African woman with a spear and no clothes on. I'm surprised he didn't name her that.
I mean, I think with that character, he feels like he's doing the representation.
Yeah, here's the representation. She has a washcloth over her breasts.
I mean, that part I don't care about. You should be able to make comics for a dude to make them a team.
Yeah, but that's silly.
It's silly, but that part doesn't bother me. It's the harassing people and you know, like the dark roast where it's like you're saying terrible shit about people to make money. Like that's the shit I have a problem.
That's true. I agree with you.
When people get all bent, like, you give complete validation to their arguments when you hop all over, like, oh my god,
you're
this
right.
Guy's giving me the vapors. There's a lady with no underpants.
That's
like,
true. You're right.
Relax.
You're right.
Giving me the vapors.
It's just, it's on top of all of that, it's almost like it's so cartoonish.
Yeah.
It's hard not to point that out.
This is sort of like some bad.
Absolutely, you're right.
This is like a bad cartoon plot.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that kind of comic should be able to exist. Who cares?
Yeah.
That should be able to be on the shelf next to anything else.
You're right.
But you shouldn't be able to get there by hurting people.
Right.
Right. That's the issue to me.
Also, if you open up previews, like half the catalog is that.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Just stores don't carry a lot of it, right? Because a lot of it's junk.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of that stuff does still exist because of... I don't think people actively make that kind of comic anymore, and maybe that's a problem to some degree. Because, like, if you did a good version of something, you know, like, something that looked and felt like a 90s sort of action comic, and you sent it to Image, they're not going to publish that. You know what I mean? There is no demand, as far as the publishers are concerned, for that kind of material.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true of the readers. I don't know. I mean, I certainly it doesn't seem to sell, and that would be my argument.
I mean, there are only a few companies that can exist off of that, and it's because they do certain kinds of promotion for it.
Yeah, I mean, and part of it is just the audience that the part that gets me about this is people complaining, and I've said this a million times, but it's people complaining about something that they say should exist. Because if it did, they would buy it, and then they don't buy it. So mm-hmm. I don't know how much sympathy I'm supposed to have for it.
Yeah.
But I do agree that anything should be viable. You know, there shouldn't be like, oh, this you can't make comics for dudes that are sexy. And like,
I agree. You are right with that.
But the problem is then that I do think to some degree there's a limit. Like, what publishers are now interested in tends to be like, hey, this has some kind of hook, and it's concept based rather than, you know, character based, and it's, you know, like, and everything's a 6-issue miniseries. Like, it has changed into something different because the real market now is you sell the first issue, people buy that, then they don't buy your book again until the trade comes out, they heard it's good, and then they buy the trade and they probably go to the bookstore. Like, it's changed for everybody, not just for the readers who are like, how come there's no titties in my super comics anymore, you know?
Well, Xenoscope still kind of cares of that, right? I mean, and they still make books.
Yeah.
I don't think they do superhero books, but they do, you know, the TNA aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They do that kind of thing. And again, those guys don't, here's what they say, we want those kind of books, but we want them at Marvel. So they're not showing the market that there's a demand for those books because Zesco books sell, all right. But they're not burning up the charts. So, like, all those guys want is that content in a Marvel book,
mm-hmm.
which you're not going to get. It doesn't sell at Marvel unless you buy it at fucking Zesco, and then Marvel goes, oh, okay, this is the audience that is buying comics. But I don't know why that's confusing to people. I don't understand why they don't get that. It's like, so making a stink online is a great way to get an audience for your own shit. In fact, it may be the only way to get an audience anymore. So, you know, props for that. But, like, the fact that you think that it's going to change anything, you know, that's real stupid. It's not. The only thing that changes anything is dollars. And if you're not spending them, then you're not changing anything.
So would it be a fair assessment to say that really the only end game in mind for the instigators of this is just to sell their own shit? And that the people that support them really don't have much of an end game in mind?
I just think that it's that whole thing of, like, their end game is they think they're sticking their own in the liberals, right? They're sticking it to the people they hate, the elites. They think they are. It doesn't hurt any of us. I go buy that book. Fuck yeah, go do it. I don't care. I just don't understand what you think you're... If you're not buying books, what you think you're actually doing. You know, like, Marvel's not going to turn around and hire Richard. It's never going to happen.
No, that's never going to happen now. Hell, those other guys have probably ruined their chances, too.
For sure.
You remember Brett Crane?
Brett...
From Devil's Due, the colorist?
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Really?
He's coloring that book.
Dude, he always seems so laid back.
Yeah, he was a weirdo, though.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted to hang out with him.
He seemed pretty mellow, though. From what I remember. I wouldn't have taken him for a...
He's definitely a good colorist.
I haven't seen his work in a long time.
Oh, I haven't either. Well, I guess I have. I've seen the pages from that book.
Oh. Yeah, he was, I think it was him that first showed us that whole thing. Like, he was like, okay, here's how Dreamwave does that whole cell effect thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him working there. Oh, yeah, because that was back when we were in the first offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So strange.
Yep.
Huh. I mean, I don't... I guess it's not strange. It's not like I really know the guy. But
yeah, he was talking shit about me and Tim on Twitter.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. He was saying that he had to listen to our whatever it was, us talking, being, I guess, flaming liberals back when he was working there.
Huh.
Which...
Were we flaming liberals?
Yeah. You've always
yeah,
been.
You always were, Tim.
I used to be pretty just annoyed if anybody mentioned politics, which is fucking ridiculous to think about now.
Should I feel hurt he didn't mention me?
Yeah. I think you should be. Because everybody's heard about something.
Because it's either he didn't mention me because I wasn't important enough to mention, or he didn't mention me because he thought I was okay.
Well, I think he's just mad at us because we didn't want to hang out with him.
Huh. That was a long time ago, though.
It was.
I mean, Christ. That was, like, 15, 16 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. I guess what I'm thinking is weird is just I know somebody that's, or knew somebody that's actually involved. Like, yeah. That's kind of, like, jarring, in a way. Huh. Well, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'm still kind of lost in that for a minute.
Did I blow your mind?
I'm processing.
I had like two or three people at Toronto this weekend be like, "Hey, guys, tell Craig I still listen to Craigcast."
Oh, what? Yeah?
No?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I remember. I'm sorry, I don't remember your names. People came by, but thank you.
Were they Canadians or were they there for the show? All right. I mean, I guess they were there for the show either way. But I'm saying like.
They just got Canadians that got lost.
Yeah. Well, I meant to say were they just there for the show? Like, yeah. Did they talk like Canadians?
Because if they're Canadians, you don't want their fucking respect. Is that what you're saying?
Jesus. You are a xenophobe.
I am. You're not, especially Canadians.
Wait a minute. What was that thing Tim used to say? You're not a... Oh, wait. I'm not a xenophobe. I'm just a nationalist or something.
Tim used to say that?
No, he said I was racist. I said I was nationalist.
When did that happen?
I was joking.
Oh, I was like, when the fuck did that happen?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have made that clear. I don't mean that anybody was serious about it.
that's an interesting thing to point out.
It was just something I remember because I always thought that was funny because it was sort of the same thing.
Yeah. Well, not funny because people actually use that as an excuse now.
Yeah, well, I guess we were for telling the times.
Yeah.
I was reading. Was I reading something or watching something the other day?
You can't read.
Oh yeah, I find. Have you ever read The King in Yellow? It's a collection of short stories by somebody Campbell, I think his name was.
No.
Oh, okay. It was weird. It was written in the late 19th century, like published in 1895, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories in it was set in the 1920s, so it was like a future-y, sci-fi-y story for its time period.
Hmm.
But it was kind of interesting, the stuff they got wrong, but the stuff they got right was interesting, too, because he kind of predicted... in the story, they had just come off of a war with Germany, a world war with Germany.
Really?
And, yeah, and it was set in the 20s, so, you know, I mean, pretty close to when, you know... I mean, World War I ended in, what, 1919? No, 1918? Whenever World War One ended.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Or was it 1920? I don't know. Fuck it. Whatever. But it was interesting. But I think maybe at that time period, it was probably, what do you want, like, it was a likely thing to suppose, because there was, like, the Franco-Prussian War going on, and Germany was kind of like getting the disputes with people even in the late 1890s. So maybe it's not like wasn't that far fetched to guess that they would be causing some sort of like big problem in the future, the way things were going. But anyway, it was an interesting book, though. An interesting collection of short stories. First four are sort of horror themed in the way that like Poe or Lovecraft or, you know, that kind of just vague horror kind of thing.
Vague horror.
Well, where they leave a lot of details up to the reader's imagination kind of thing.
Something's really scary, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you.
It's going to make you go crazy.
I'm telling you, this is, well, that is part of it. Anybody that reads the play, The King in Yellow, winds up going crazy.
Yeah. It's so scary, it make you go crazy.
Say what?
The King in Yellow.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're okay. I bought that, but I never read it.
Whoosh. But yeah,
I got it after that TV show, True Detective.
See, I had gotten it in my queue a bunch of years ago off of a classic sci-fi best of list kind of thing or whatever. Or it's like a, you know, sci-fi and horror books that you should read kind of list. And then I put off reading it because everybody was talking about it so much when the True Detective show was on, and I forgot about it, and I came across it in my queue again. I was like, oh, I'll read this.
How is that related to True Detective?
The Yellow King was the killer or whatever.
And what he called himself?
I don't remember that. He would leave this little sigil behind or whatever, and they... In The King in Yellow, there's a symbol of the yellow sign, is what they call it, and that's how you're marked.
I don't remember that.
But, yeah, the first four stories are, like I said, they're sort of interconnected, or at least exist in the same world, because they all involve the same play, The King in Yellow, coming up, or either that or the yellow sign pops up. And then the last couple of stories are actually more, like, kind of just romantic stories. So it's a weird combination of things in one book. Because it takes a real tonal jump, like, right in the middle of the book to these other kinds of stories, you know? Like, so, but I recommend reading it. It was a lot of fun.
Okie dokie.
And even though it was so old, it didn't feel old. Like, when I was reading Wuthering Heights and stuff like that, I remember I was complaining about language, that it was just really hard to read. This didn't feel like that, so... Of course, it's a lot more recent than the other stuff, but it helps if you have a somewhat working knowledge of French, I think, because there's a bunch of stuff in French in it that doesn't get translated. You get the sense of what's going on still, but anyway, yeah, King in Yellow. It's Robert Chambers, I believe. Robert W. Chambers. Apparently, he was a fan of
Smallville.
No, Ambrose Bierce. He wrote during like the 1860s. Mm-hmm. He was another like a horror writer, ghost story writer. Mm-hmm. I wrote about like Civil War stuff a lot. I think my parents actually read him. But yeah. Anyway, so. But no, I brought that up because I was reading something the other day that was, it was older, but it was like political stuff, and it was kind of like really relevant for now, but I can't remember what the heck it was. I was just surprised by the things that they were predicting and how they are kind of came to pass, you know?
Was it Nostradamus?
No, Nostradamus. In fact, I think that's actually pronounced Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. I'm a big fan of Nostradamus.
That's, well, he was a more specialized, like, Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, he only did noses.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would you do that?
I mean, when you're born with a name like Nostradamus, what are you supposed to do? Come on, dude.
Nostradamus.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he could have became an ant, but They probably didn't have those back then. So yeah. Yeah, real good. Real good. So, do we have any email?
I can look.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about... I don't know why I'm going to talk about nothing. Health insurance. I got to pick a doctor. Still picking a doctor. I know I talked about that before, that I need to pick a doctor, but... I can't really. I don't know. I think I have. It's not a phobia, but you know, I'm afraid to go to the doctor. I fear the outcome more than I fear not knowing. I think right now I fear the actually knowing that there's something wrong with me. And so that causes me to like anything, you know. I tend to put off tasks that I don't have really much love for, like cutting grass and things like that.
You don't put that off. You're constantly mowing the yard.
No, I do it when I have to, but that's because I put it off.
Then how are you doing it every week?
Because it should be done like twice a week right now.
Then that's not putting it off.
Well, it is putting off. I'm only doing it once a week. So, you know, and it took me forever to even cut it the first time. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the health insurance people told me I had 90 days to schedule my first visit because they want a wellness checkup. You're not going to be laughing when I come back from the doctor.
No, don't do that.
I guess in the next 90 days I have to get a wellness checkup so they have a baseline or know where I'm starting from or whatever, you know, like.
You already knew that though, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of killing time until you tell me anything about email.
Just the baseline to find out if you're
robot. I would be so relieved. Oh my god. If I found out like I was an android.
If you found out you're a robot?
Yeah.
You would be happy?
Yes, entirely. You'd be like,
that explains it.
Well, because A, if I was a robot, that means I could probably be fixed. Like whatever's wrong, you know, in my head could probably be fixed.
Good point. What if you were just like an old typewriter, though? Nobody like deals in those parts.
Clack, 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 clack. Well, I guess I'd have to do what I do and jimmy something up, you know?
Oh, that's right. You're into that.
I'd have to make a kludge.
You'd have to find another crank and rip all his good parts and put
them
in
yours. Oh, no.
That's a good story. I have to stalk my robot double to slaughter him for parts.
Oh, no.
I'm actually writing that down. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to warn him.
That is. That's going to be a...
That crank would have to be my friend, too, so I have to warn all the cranks about you.
That would be...
about a guy who finds out there's a duplicate of him.
Well, I'm thinking that's a good, like, you know, post-machines taking over the world kind of problem story. Like, what do you do when you're an old model and nobody carries your parts anymore? Well, then you just use a 3D printer.
This is such an apocalyptic world problem.
Robot world problem.
Robo world problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. In Robo world, things are very different. But the same, because, you know, we made them, so we imbued them with our kinds of, you know, problems and faults. So
that's true.
Oh, wait. I'm just talking about Battlestar Galactica at this point, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Emails.
One is from Captain Colin, and he says, "What's up?"
Exactly. What's up?
I've been a bit behind on my podcast listening, so today I had the pleasure of listening to 3 episodes of Crankcast.
3?
That's a lot of. That's a lot of.
Colin.
That's like 24 hours.
You know, I'm going to state that. I mean, this should be an obvious thing, but I'm going to go ahead and state it just as a public service. You do not have to listen to every episode.
You should.
Eventually, we're probably... Eventually, what? We will repeat ourselves anyway.
Oh, eventually.
Sometimes weekly, but eventually. Yeah. Eventually, we will repeat ourselves because mostly we don't remember what we said.
I especially. There's a lot to discuss, but first of all, happy birthday, Mike. Congratulations, Sean, and happy Free Comic Book Day, everyone. It's not my birthday yet, but thank you.
Don't get tetchy about people from wishing you a happy early birthday.
I'm not. I'm excited to hear that Mike and Tim are working on a new project. I like the teases Mike put on Instagram. When will you be officially announcing it? Also, it was good to hear that Little Die Collection and Pugpendium are on the way.
Compugnium?
Compugnium. As far as I know, I think they're going to announce something later this month, early next.
Yay!
For the Tim and Mine thing. Little Donnie should be solicited next month, I think.
Yay!
Well, I don't know when solicits happen.
Who's putting out the...
I should probably be learning that stuff.
Who's putting out the Donnie collection?
That would be Image.
Okay.
Did Crank find out what the flowers he thought looked like daffodils were called? If not, send me a pic. My wife is level four florist and will be able to tell you. That's what I was thinking that, but then I was like, is there actually a thing called level four florist? And also, level four doesn't seem very high in Dungeons and Dragons, so maybe she's not very good at it.
Well, I mean, if
for level 36 is when you're a mortal florist.
Yeah. A mortal florist?
Also, a level one person is still better than most people in the world on Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm.
You're like, you know.
Well, you're not an NCP, right? Or an NPC.
You start off great.
We're pretty great. We're at least level one.
You're way to get killed by knife.
To answer the question about the flower, I think it's another form of daffodil called a jonquil.
Mm-hmm.
I did post a picture of it on Instagram, I believe.
On the grams?
On the ig.
On the oh, you're making new ones up?
No, you agreed you liked the ig.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
See? Yeah, you don't forget. You don't remember what you said. But yeah, it was a white flower with the three. Yeah, I posted on there a little while ago, a couple weeks ago. But I think it's a jonquil. But maybe I'm wrong there, too. I don't know. I'm not really great at flower identification. Although I have roses blooming now. Is that nice? I think that's nice.
Well, that is nice. You can get one for your mom. Did you do anything for your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah, I took her around and got her flowers.
Took her around?
Well, we go and visit local florist greenhouses, you know, like.
Oh, that is nice of you.
We drive around and we get, like, plants, like tomatoes and flowers and peppers and stuff, yeah.
That's genuinely nice of you.
And then when we got back to her place, I helped her repot them and I dug holes for the rose bushes that she bought.
Then I punched her in the face.
God, no.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I guess I'm not a good son. I enjoyed Crank's advice to writers about the letterer on a comic... Wait, I'm saying this wrong. I enjoyed Crank's advice to writers about what the letterer on a comic needs.
I had advice.
Didn't realize there was so much to consider. Also, the discussion about what makes a comic sell and how could comic shops display comics to maximize sales of indie comics was interesting. I think comic shops should display comics by genre in the same way that bookshops do. This way, if someone is looking for a specific type of story, e.g. crime stories, they will find both mainstream and indie options easily.
Did I say this?
Yeah, you did say that.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking about this a little bit just now. And, you know, with today's technology and LCD stuff being so cheap and touchscreens being so cheap and everything, why even have shelves with physical things on them at all? Why not just have banks of monitors that you could just press and flip through or do whatever, you know, like.
Because that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you want to make it the experience even more like staying at home on an iPad?
Well, because you don't have to worry about, like, comics flopping over and you don't have to worry about merchandise getting damaged. You just keep it all packed up and then pull it out as you need it, right?
But it's like walking through the shelves and finding random things is the fun part.
Well, yeah. You can still walk through things and find things. You just find, like, each monitor has, like, you know, instead of having them on racks, have digital representations of them set up.
I think we've all agreed this is a terrible idea.
That seems like more work.
You know, yeah, we don't like you or your idea.
You know what? You guys thought digital comics were a terrible idea at one point too, so yeah. Screw you.
Did we? Yeah, we did.
I liked it.
I didn't like it.
I just think browsing digital comics sucks.
I don't see how it would be much different than seeing them on a shelf if you had a picture of it there instead. You know?
It's just like, not the same.
If it takes up the same physical space of your, you know, what you're looking at, and then you walk over and there's another screen with another comic and another screen with another comic, you know? Like,
I hear you, dog.
It's a lot of screens.
Yeah, that's just all cheap, though, man. It pays for itself.
I just think you just like that sort of interface.
Also, you're making it hard for multiple people to be in the shop at the same time.
Yeah, punk. Huh. Yeah, be like that.
Sure, there's some bugs that got to get worked out, but, you know.
Is this a one-person comic shop?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's called being at home on your iPad.
Except you end up with a real comic in your hand when you leave, is what I'm saying. You're not just buying digital stuff here.
I can see this working if it's like a,
punk-ass punk.
That, like, those, like, sick old sandwich shops where it was, like, all these little lockers.
Yeah, automats or whatever they were called.
Automats, yeah.
Yeah, but it'd have to be, like, a closet kind of store-size room, you know?
Well, that's the thing, you know, if you weren't keeping all your physical merchandise on display, it could be smaller.
Yeah, then it could work. But I'd much rather go to a bookstore.
Like one of those pop-up vape shops or something, you know?
Pop-up vape shops?
Yo, you joling, bro?
What?
Never mind.
Pop-up vape shops?
Yeah, you know.
Pop-up vape?
Don't mind
pop-up
me.
Pop-up vapes?
That's my store.
Don't mind me. I've been eating Tide Pods, man. So.
Hey, man, pop a vape. Actually, I
remember
that.
Is that a term? Pop a vape?
No.
Don't fuck with me.
It's called juuling.
Juuling?
Yes. It is what high schoolers do, is they juul.
Well, what is that?
Juul's a physical device. It's a company that puts out a modern version of an e-cig. But it doesn't look like your traditional e-cig in that it's not round. It looks like a USB drive.
Yeah, it looks like a USB drive. And pretty much reading this article, I learned that all high school kids juul.
Pretty much, yeah. So all high school kids now are addicted to nicotine.
Yes.
Well, all the ones that have that gene, because some people just don't get addicted to nicotine. I don't know why.
But pretty much to solve the problem of cigarettes, they allowed teens an easy way to smoke in high school.
Well, none of them are supposed to be doing it. It's still not legal. Like,
well, yeah.
They're not supposed to be able to buy them. They're not supposed to be able to.
It was a lot harder to smoke a cigarette at your high school without, like, smelling or getting caught. It's a lot easier to, like, grab a puff of your vape in, like, the bathroom.
Sure. And if you have to blow it into your coat, it doesn't stink up your coat all day.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I'm also really worried about Crank's health. At our age, it's really important to have checkups. Things can get so much worse if they are not caught in an early stage.
That's what Ryan was saying.
I luckily discovered cancer symptoms early and have been able to have treatment which has prevented cancerous cells forming properly, and they were removed earlier this year.
Congratulations.
That's why you were in the hospital. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Dave Stokes is in the hospital today.
Oh.
Yeah, he's trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with him. Huh. So...
hope he gets that sorted out.
Big ups to Dave. I told him if he dies, I'm going to kill him. Please make sure you get to check up, get your checkup, Crank.
Yeah, I know I need to. I just, like I said, I'm afraid. I'm scared. I'm not scared to admit I'm scared. You know?
Yeah. I had the same problem when I thought I was fanny. I was more scared of getting the MRI than I was of, like, what was actually going on.
See, that's the thing. Like, I can understand if I was afraid of the tests themselves or the processes or something like that, you know? Like, I mean, I am afraid of needles. I just don't like needles. I don't like them. But, I mean, I can live with needles as long as I don't have to look at them, you know, kind of thing. But it's not the stuff that happens that I'm afraid. I'm actually afraid of the results. What the results are going to be.
Yeah, same.
And that, you know, I can't really do anything about what the results are going to be. Like, with a needle, I can just not look at it, and I can get a shot or get blood drawn or whatever, you know? I mean, I guess this is my version of not looking at the needle, is just not going to the doctor. But, yeah. I'm working myself up to it. And thank you for your concern, Captain.
All my British homies need to stay well.
I say all the peoples need to stay well.
Yeah, that's true. On a lighter note, I can't believe it, but my two favorite telly shows at the moment are Krypton and 100. Both are so much better than they sound, and both are great sci-fi. You watching them?
Is the 100 still on?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I thought that ended a couple years ago.
Well, it's the last season.
Oh. Because they did that whole time jump forward and stuff, like, at the end of the third season, I think. I've missed so much. I haven't watched a lot of current TV in the past, like, year and a half.
I've actually heard that Krypton was pretty good.
I've heard that, minutes, too.
And I was kind of surprised by it. It was kind of interesting looking.
Why? What? What is it that's so interesting about it?
I don't know. The scene I saw was one of, like, Superman's grandpa being, like, kicked out of wherever they live.
Krypton?
Krypton. And they did a cool effect. They have, like, this shield that protects the city.
Mm-hmm.
And
the city's called Kala something or another, isn't it?
Yeah. And they put out like a diving board ramp and like kicked him out. It was just kind of neat sci-fi weird stuff.
They made him walk the plank.
Yeah. And they closed the gate after him.
Huh. It's why can't I remember? Because he had a little version of it for a while. Superman did.
Kandor.
Are they in Kandor on the show?
Say what?
Are they in Kandor on the show?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen the show. I'm just saying. I thought that was a city that Superman's people lived in.
No, it's like another city.
Oh, okay. Then I guess it wasn't Kandor. Kandor. That's a joke, right?
I don't know.
It's like Command D. Command. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, I haven't. So, yeah, that was the thing. I kept seeing a lot of people speculating before it came on that the Krypton was just basically going to only be interesting because it was Superman's people, like Superman's forebears or whatever. But, like, I don't know. You're making it sound more like it's interesting besides the fact that it's a Superman-related thing. You know?
Yeah, it's like weird sci-fi.
That's cool.
Brainiac looks kind of cool.
Do you remember the Flash Gordon show that was on back in like 2007 or 6 or something like that?
I do, because you wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh, it was pretty good. It was weird. And I liked it. I wonder, what the heck's going on with the 100 now?
All sorts of crazy shit.
Everybody's dead.
What season's it in?
Zombies now.
Is this like season 6?
I think 5.
5, okay.
That might be wrong.
Huh. That's one of those things I guess I'll have to catch up on later. In like 5 years, you know, I'll do several podcasts in a row of me watching the 100 all the way through. And then you guys will get sick of that.
I also did a couple of cool things recently. I attended an event at the House of Lords to celebrate 25 years of the social enterprise I work for. Being a lord myself, I felt quite at home. Also, I attended a meet and greet with the world's strongest man, Eddie Hall. He was a nice bloke, but a bit intimidating. Have a great week, Captain Colin. Captain Colin lives an interesting life.
And not in that Chinese proverb sort of way.
What? I didn't know there was a Chinese proverb kind of way.
May you live in interesting times. It's sort of a curse.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, at least now, modern interpretation of it is a sort of a curse. I don't know what it was originally. But, yeah, he does, seems like he leads an interesting life. Yeah. Oh, I know what I was, Sean, have you seen that new Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon yet?
He's interested in it.
I haven't watched it yet. I watched the Peabody and Sherman.
I didn't even see that. Is that new?
Yeah, it's really good.
I really like the art on the Rocky and Bullwinkle. I've only watched the first episode. I'm not sold on the writing so far. It seems like they made it. I don't know. It's not like Rocky and Bullwinkle was, like, you know, highly intellectual or anything. I mean, it was a somewhat smart show, but
I mean, it's
a lot of it was just gags.
If you like puns.
Yeah, it was just gags and puns and stuff. But I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a super smart show. But this new one seems like they just really made it, went out of their way to make it dumb. Like puns that are just not even really clever puns or anything, you know.
Well, don't rewatch the original.
Yeah, and then, granted, my memories of that might be colored too because it's been a while since I've seen it. So I don't know.
Dumbass puns.
But the art's really great, I think, on this new show. It like looks really good. You know? So what's the Peabody and Sherman on?
I think Netflix or Amazon. It's on one of them.
Huh. Is DreamWorks doing that one too?
Yeah, it's probably all the same people.
Okay. I'll have to check that one out, because I used to like watching that one, too. So. Go ahead, Mike.
That was it for Captain Colin.
Thanks, Captain Colin.
Scott McElhaney. Did I say it right? McElhaney. Hi, gang. Just a quick note to tell Crank that it is, in fact, Point Doom. It's an actual place down the California coast in Orange County.
Okay.
Do you have the great work for all us lurkers? Sincerely, the hearse driver.
Uh-huh. I think given the context of the cover photo, though, I can be forgiven for thinking that it might be
Point
Doomy.
Doomy?
Yeah.
It wasn't gonna be Point Doomy.
It was not his conclusion to make. I mean, it's a sexy movie with a sexy cover, you know?
This is a sexy movie with a sexy cover.
Point Doomy. I mean, come on. Or am I just caught up in bad puns?
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah. I'm all tangled up in doom.
No.
Oh, Jim hasn't been in since I fucking finished reading Doom.
Dude. He was here yesterday.
Why is he never there today?
Dude, you are preaching to the choir here.
Jim is never there today. But anyway, yeah, because I was going to have a book corner with him, a Doom book corner, mm-hmm. A Doom corner.
A
Point Doom corner. It's a sandy little nook, you know. We keep little worms there and stuff and talk about books.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, thanks for writing. We appreciate that.
Thank you for writing.
So I guess that's it for us this week, unless we want to go 2 hours again.
No, we don't. I gotta eat.
Okay, so I'm just scanning real quick to see what's on the for sale list here. Yeah. There's anybody know what they're, if they got anything in stores?
I don't have anything, but Tim probably does.
Green Lantern 47, my last.
Your last issue of Green Lanterns?
Yeah.
Well, did you have fun at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't have fun.
Steve Bryant's got an Athena Voltaire in stores today. He's not there. That really doesn't have anything to do with us, except that we know him.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
We know a lot of people.
I know, but some people come to mind quicker than others.
That's nice. That's sweet.
Man, I don't know how this would translate. Sorry, this has nothing to do with anything, but I just saw a book called... it's a Three Stooges comic book. And I'm trying to figure out how Three Stooges would actually translate, because so much of their stuff is sight gag. You know, like, I mean, moving sight gags. Like, noises just and stuff.
22 pages of nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that doesn't really translate well to reading in a comic book, does it? But, I don't know. I should check it out and see how they pulled it off, or if they pulled it off, or whatever, you know.
I don't have any new comics out this week, but you can listen to the new episode of my podcast Animated Series, with Jenny Frison in it.
Oh, yeah?
With who in it?
With Jenny Frison.
Who's Jimmy Prism?
Jimmy Prism!
Prism.
I need to get Jimmy Prism to draw me a comic cover.
He sounds like a Dick Tracy villain.
don't mess with Jimmy Prism.
It's perfect. You got like glass melted on his face, and then when you look at him, it's all these different colors refracted through it.
Jimmy Prism. Okay, so I realized by you guys making fun of me that you said Jenny Frison.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So okay, yes, you can listen to Sean's podcast with Jenny Prism or Jimmy Prism. You know, whoever you prefer.
Which one did you guys do?
What's that?
What cartoon was it?
She wanted to watch Animaniacs.
We are the Animaniacs. The only thing I really remember about them was they're the one that had the elevator go down skit, right?
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Or they get in the elevator and elevator go up, elevator go down. I push a button.
Oh, that wasn't in the ones I saw.
That, and I remember their music video that was the They Might Be Giants, the Istanbul, Not Constantinople thing.
Yeah.
I remember that, too. But that was, geez, that was like early 90s, wasn't it? Late 80s?
Tiny Toons was 89. Animaniacs was 92?
Oh, yeah, maybe Tiny Toons was the one with the elevator thing. That might be what I'm thinking of. Animaniacs, also, they're the ones that brought back the Hello Nurse gag, right?
Yeah, that was 93.
Okay.
Yeah, Animaniacs is just a cartoon version of, what's that? Another old TV show.
Three's Company?
No.
Marx Brothers?
Marx Brothers, yeah.
Oh, okay. And Sister. Dot.
Yeah.
So the watching it now, does it hold up? Sorry, I don't want to make you spoil your podcast. Never mind.
Tell us everything that you talk about.
It's pretty entertaining.
Huh. Did Pinky and the Brain come from Tiny Toons or Animaniacs?
Animaniacs.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So, I'm still scrolling down stuff here and looking at things.
Scrolling.
Yeah, you know how it is.
I do. I do know how it is.
Oh, don't say it like that.
I say everything like this.
That's weird.
It creeps everybody out.
You kind of sound like somebody familiar. But I can't
Your
think
dad?
Of who. No, he didn't talk like that. Oh, no, you sound like when the guy from Riff Tracks does Crazy Dude.
Nick yeah. Nolte?
Is it Nick Nolte? Or no?
Yeah,
it
was Nick Nolte?
Not Nick Nolte, the other guy. The guy with a bunch of brothers. You know, he had his TV show where he walked around in a bathrobe. He just kind of went crazy now. It's not Nick Nolte, it's... Oh, gosh, man, why am I so bad with names?
Yeah, a TV show with a bunch of brothers?
Yeah, he's got the big smile, big teeth.
Oh, Gary Busey?
Gary Busey, that's it, yeah.
I don't remember them doing a Gary Busey joke.
It's not Gary Busey, he's not the one that's always popping up, oh, I was out there doing meth.
No, that's Nick Nolte that they do.
Oh, I always thought it was Gary Busey.
No.
They're not dissimilar.
They're both crazy.
Is Nick Nolte crazy?
Well, he's got drug problems, I think.
Huh. You know, I mean, with people like that, it's hard to tell, like, do they just lean into it because people, like, started saying that, and so they're like, oh, what the hell, I'll cash in on it.
I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions.
Yeah.
Even because that's what I do all the time, and I feel like that's a bad habit.
I'm just, like, I always wonder, like, because, you know, Gary Busey, I mean, like I said, they had that, like, reality show or whatever, you know? Briefly.
Gary Busey is brain damaged. That's his problem.
But that's what I'm saying. Is he really, like, is...
He's brain damaged, and Nick Nolte has done a lot of substance abuse.
But are they as full-on like that as they pretend to be? Or are they pretending to be? You know what I'm saying? Like, for effect.
I think Busey definitely is.
Huh.
His reality show is as fake as they come, but that's because they all are.
Right. Curse Words 14 is in stores today.
Hmm.
Since Ryan Brown's not there to say it.
You'll be the Ryan?
I just got here. No, I can't get, like, as, you know, animated as Ryan, so...
Animated? I would not say he was animated.
He's the Ryan Browniac.
He's a Browniac. I'm going to call him Browniac.
And the B cover for Curse Words 14 is a Daniel Warren Johnson cover, for those who might be interested.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, too. His coloring's really good on him.
In stores today. Buy them all.
Don't tell me what to do.
Hey. Okay. I've got nothing to follow that up. Okay, sure.
I left my phone at home.
Oh, you're dumb.
I can't take any sweet gram pics of my artwork.
The egg.
Can't take any eggs.
You cannot take any eggs. Don't they have an app you can put on your Mac? To do it?
Instagram app? I don't know.
Oh. Also from Oni Press, Ballad of Sang number 3. I littered that.
Sang!
That's Ed Brisson wrote it, and Michelli, I think. Hold on, I'm looking at it. Alessandro Michelli did the art. So I'm not sure who colored it. I don't know if that was Alessandro or if that was somebody else. They didn't list a third person here, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, because sometimes they list colors and sometimes they don't. So, what do you know? And also, Rick and Morty Volume 7 trade paperback is in stores today, which I lettered in. So, yeah, there.
You did it.
I named the things. Or something. Anyway. So I guess that's it then. Okay, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is ihatemike.com. A statement that becomes truer every day. You can read Battlepug at battlepug.com.
You dick.
What? You like how I just sort of slid that in there?
That was pretty, I almost missed it.
The same monotone sort of voice there, and kind of hit it. You know, it's like... Yeah, you can read Battlepug at battlepug.com. Sean's website is andthankyouforflying.com. Tim's website is timsealyart.blogspot.com. And, so, hey, write us letters and stuff, you know. We like that. Pose us interesting questions. Ask us what we're called. And that
watch
note...
Watch me do me!
Watch Point do me. And, and don't forget to check out Sean's podcast. It's on YouTube. It's called Podcast the Animated Series.
It's on all your streaming.
It's on all your streams. I mean, you could probably get it on your Jewel.
It's on my iTunes.
On your Jewel? On your smoking device?
Yes, you can probably get it on your Jewel.
I'm also a SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, a SoundCloud rapper?
Yep.
Wait, did you say you're a SoundCloud rapper?
Yeah, I'm hardcore now.
Huh.
I got face tattoos.
Is your rap name Jimmy Prism?
Yep.
Awesome. So, all right, then. We'll see everybody next week, and goodbye.
Bye. Bye.